Now, turn to test 2, questions 7 to 11. Look at the 5 statements for this task. You will listen to an interview. Decide if each statement is true or false. For questions 7 to 11, choose T if the statement is true, according to the text, and F if it is false. Now, you will have 20 seconds to look at the statements for task 2. Now, we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
The career of models has always appealed to me a lot. I grew up hearing the phrase, "What a pretty girl!" I was the most beautiful girl in the street and in our class. I looked like a princess from the fairy tale, curly haired, blue eyed, in lovely dresses that my mom sewed herself. And I believed that the bright modeling future was ahead of me. At the age of 13, my mom brought me to the model school in our town, and I was taken aback seeing lots of charming faces around. For the first time in my life, I was just a face in the crowd. From the first lesson, I learned that beauty is nothing. It's more important to have a look, something unique that sets you apart from others in this industry. And we tried to find our special features, our peculiarities, our beauty marks, as they are much more valuable than just height or slender frame alone. My another discovery was a wide range of genres in modeling available to find a work. And our look should help us find the area that would fit us the most. My biggest dream was to move down the catwalk in designer clothes, shooting for photographers. I imagined it so often that this picture was vivid and bright in my head. But I wasn't tall enough, and my coach suggested me to consider another branch, print modeling that is slightly less restrictive than fashion modeling. My first shooting was rather successful, and I soon found out that catalog modeling was right for me, profitable and exciting. Now you can see me on the covers of most fashion magazines. So it turned out to be a really rewarding and promising career, and I never regret my choice, though in my dreams, I'm still on the catwalk.
Now, listen again.
The career of models has always appealed to me a lot. I grew up hearing the phrase, "What a pretty girl!" I was the most beautiful girl in the street and in our class. I looked like a princess from the fairy tale, curly haired, blue eyed, in lovely dresses that my mom sewed herself. And I believed that the bright modeling future was ahead of me. At the age of 13, my mom brought me to the model school in our town, and I was taken aback seeing lots of charming faces around. For the first time in my life, I was just a face in the crowd. From the first lesson, I learned that beauty is nothing. It's more important to have a look, something unique that sets you apart from others in this industry. And we tried to find our special features, our peculiarities, our beauty marks, as they are much more valuable than just height or slender frame alone. My another discovery was a wide range of genres in modeling available to find a work. And our look should help us find the area that would fit us the most. My biggest dream was to move down the catwalk in designer clothes, shooting for photographers. I imagined it so often that this picture was vivid and bright in my head. But I wasn't tall enough, and my coach suggested me to consider another branch, print modeling that is slightly less restrictive than fashion modeling. My first shooting was rather successful. And I soon found out that catalog modeling was right for me, profitable and exciting. Now you can see me on the covers of most fashion magazines. So it turned out to be a really rewarding and promising career, and I never regret my choice, though in my dreams, I'm still on the catwalk.
That is the end of task 2.